highly skilled team there who put a lot of shots against you. Overall, what was sort of your thoughts about the way you handled a team like Portland?
Well, first of all, they're a team that has a they have way more skill than us. More high-end players. They're faster than us. But it's pretty disappointing when they back-check harder than you and they block shots better than you, because both of those things are decisions that you're going to make that you don't need skill to do. And if we're not going to be as skilled as a team like that, we better block as many shots as possible. We better back-check as hard as can be and track back. So I thought for about 7-8 minutes to start, I thought we played our game plan really well, to our game plan. I thought we did a lot of real good things, and then I thought we really self-destructed. We got incredibly selfish. I thought we played, penalties are 4-0, and we're yelling at the ref and arguing at the ref, and we've had 4 penalties and they haven't had one. We stopped playing because the ref didn't make a call. We get a penalty and we want to argue with the ref. It's undisciplined, it's immature, and it's my fault, because obviously for them to feel they can get away with that, that it's allowed around here. But it's just some of the behavior was inexcusable. And you're still in a game, you're still in a 2-1 game that is a game there that, whether they have better players or they're a faster team than us, when that game is still there, if you still play your system and do all the little things right, you still have a chance to win. And we didn't do that.
Over 6 on the power play tonight. What did you see from the bench in terms of special teams?
It was, I think it was a perfect characteristic of our whole game. Just a lack of discipline, a lot of selfishness, and I think, you know, a lot of our key guys. I actually thought probably 2 of the 4 power plays we had some really good chances. You know, I actually thought their goalie's really, he's the best goalie in the league as well, but he made some big saves. But I thought we were trying to play two one-on-one, you know, young guys and old guys. The guys are on the power play who you know, a lot of the guys who carry the mail bring it in. Just, you know, we get in the zone, and then we're going to try a saucer pass over 2 guys' sticks across the ice, when all you need to do is turn it up and put it to the point, get it to the other side, run a play, get traffic in front of the net, and see if you can battle that way. And so we didn't do that enough, you know, so the power play could have been the difference for us, and obviously it gave them life. That, and the power play, they blocked shots, and they, you know, from their penalty killing, gave them life, and our power play took life away from us.
Bailey, you have to have a huge performance tonight. It hasn't happened that many times to this team this year. How much of a chance did he give you tonight?
No, he gave us a chance. He, you know, he did all we could ask of him, and you know, I'm just real disappointed in how we crumbled. Like, we were the first, you know, it was a tight game. We were the first ones to crack. I thought we could have embraced the challenge and just gave everything we had, and we didn't do that. We, you know, so I just thought, our emotions got the best of us, and we became selfish and immature. And it was probably, as much as anything, it starts, you know, starts with me for some of the behavior for our players to think that it's allowed around here.
When did that selfishness start? What was the turning point, and why do you think that happened?
I thought it was on a couple of the power plays that we had when, you know, guys felt they were tripped or held, and they started screaming and whining at the refs, and they're more worried about that than just competing and working. And because you're playing against a real good team, and it's frustrating because they back check harder than any team, they're faster than anyone. So every time we got the puck, their D is the most of any team we've played this year. Their D have the best lateral mobility. and they're right in your face, and they got guys back checking right up your behind. And so we obviously got frustrated with that because that's no fun. Instead of just fighting through it and battling through it and getting pucks behind their D and going to work, and if that's all you can do, that's all you can do. Just their gap is way too tight, so just get it by them, make them turn, and then try and pressure them into a turnover, and just make sure you got numbers coming back if they beat you to the puck and turn it up, and just keep doing that and doing that and doing that because that's all you got. But we, I think we got frustrated because one way or another, for one reason or another, we got frustrated, and it sure didn't help us.
You talked about in preseason, even about Portland being sort of a model that other teams look at.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of do you think the guys can learn from this game, from having seen what they did, to sort of bring those elements to their game?
I hope they can. I hope you can learn that. I mean, if it's hard to be successful in this league, if you don't want to block shots, even their power play goal. We have talked all year long about our D stepping out, blocking the shot, taking away anything on the far side. If they're going to get a shot from the flank, it has to be short side where our goalie will cover that. Or, you know, he'll be able to block that rebound into the corner. They score off the far post. So, I mean, their team blocked those shots. We didn't. So can we learn from that? If we want to be successful, then you have to do that. It really frustrates me when they got high-end players, leading scorers in this league, who out-back-check our, you know, some of our so-called leaders on our team. And they, so, like I said, if you're not that good a player, you better back-check and you better block shots. You better do the little things because that's how what you have to do to be successful. And they put a clinic on, and we didn't.
I know you're still trying to digest this game, but is there anything positive you can take away from it that you kind of want to bring over to Friday's game in Edmonton? Or?
There's not much. I'm disappointed. I'm frustrated with, you know, like I said, how we cracked. You know, Bailey was real good. I mean, I can mention Sebastian Schrew was our best forward. So that should be, hopefully something he can build off. Sam Houston was our best defenseman. You know, Sam's played steady at times, real steady for us. I'm not taking anything from this. There's no moral victory. I'm disappointed.
Yep. Thank you.